Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Frances Hines Griffith, Assistant Registrar at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Roll call. Barbadians killed in battle during World War I. On this day, October 20th, 1917, readers of the Agricultural Reporter learnt of the death of three Barbadian soldiers killed in action in World War I. One of the families most devastated by this news was that of Mr. Alfred Brown, harbor and shipping master. He was informed via telegram on October 6th that his second and only surviving son, 19-year-old Private Alfred Louis Brown, who had left the island in 1916 as a member of the citizens' contingent, had been killed in action in France. Only a few weeks earlier, Mr. Brown had received the sad news of the death of his eldest son, who was a wireless operator on one of His Majesty's ships. According to the reporter, the family had been plunged into deep grief, which was shared by the entire community. Also reported was the death of Private Victor Barnes, son of Mr. F.W. Barnes, a Bridgetown merchant. Like his fellow Barbadian, Private Barnes had left the island in 1916 and had been serving on the front lines when he was killed in action in France. Private Alex S. McKenzie, son of the late Mr. C.S. McKenzie, an undertaker of Robert Street, was another Barbadian war casualty who had left the island initially for Canada, but had subsequently traveled to England for military training. On completion of his training, he was sent on active service to Flanders, taking part in battles at Ypres and Messines. On September 10th, while socializing with his comrades after a day on the front lines, the group came under attack and Private McKenzie was tragically killed. In honor of these soldiers who selflessly volunteered in the service of the Empire, flags were flown at half-mast by principal business houses in Bridgetown. The tradition of commemorating the service and sacrifice of Barbadians who served in the First and Second World Wars continues today with the Remembrance Day ceremony and parade attended by government officials and uniformed groups. The cenotaph, the site of the annual ceremony, was constructed in 1925 and is located in National Hero Square, opposite the Parliament buildings.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.